That was a name for a person whose name began with what?
Well, it would be like a if short like William. They call him William. Of course, they wanted a nickname, but they wouldn't say Billy for William. They used to say Will for William, and Billy was the.
Okay. If your father had a brother by the name of William, you'd call him?
I would call him Uncle William. Uncle Will, maybe short for William, you know, something like that. Now we'd use the term Billy for William.
Yeah.
But in those days, they didn't use that.
Okay. If your father had a brother by the name of John.
Hey, John.
Uncle
John.
Okay. What about, remember that old song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nelly?
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Other names like, let's see, Matt would be a short name for?
Maxine.
Or the four Gospels written by Mark. Luke.
Matthew, that would be Mac. Yeah. Mac.
You know what they call those? Okay, a girl's name beginning with S would be?
Sarah, Susan.
What would they call a fellow who made barrels? Did you know what they call that guy? You know where the Baseball Hall of Fame is? It's in what town?
That's in,
Coops.
It's in, Maryland, isn't it, Maryland?
Well, Cooperstown?
Cooperstown, yeah, that's right.
Okay. Somebody by that name, a barrel maker, would be called a Cooper.
A coupeur, which means a cutter. Uh-huh. Coupeur means cutter. Cut things. But everybody was calling charpentier, which had anything to do with wood, which is a carpet in English. But nobody, if he built a house or whatever he built with his hands, it's a charpentier.
All right. What would you call, say, a carpenter who you might trust to build a chicken coop, but you wouldn't trust him to build your house? You'd say he was what kind of carpenter?
Il est pas trop un bon charpentier, I would say. They would call that a Ricky Dick carpenter, yeah. You know?
Okay. Or a jack, you ever hear of
jack leg or a fly-by-night carpet or something like that.
Yeah. What was a jack leg? Was that like anything?
Anything. A person with maybe 10 or different trades, you know, whatever. It was a jack leg, something. You used to say like that.
Yeah.
You know,
would you say somebody was a jack leg lawyer? Or
whatever profession they were in, they were not too good at
preacher.
It. Jack leg. They used the term jack leg. Jack leg, jack leg, anything with jack leg.
Okay. Now, my brother's sister would be, what relationship?
That's your aunt.
Okay. But now, the people in the, like, somebody who was head of the army, he'd be,
General.
And below him would be a?
Colonel. And then capitaine.
Yeah.
And lieutenant and sergeant.
Would people ever kind of give folks the name, any kind of title, just as a general term?
Captain.
Yeah.
The fisherman, the master of the vessel, in other words, he was the captain. And he, what did he say to one? And
yeah.
How
he like was the captain of your ship. Yeah.
And that's correct. Whatever the same thing on fishing boats or anything that they did, there was always the captain. The man would tell him where to jump overboard, spread that net, when to pick up the net, when to time to get up in the morning, and things like that. That was the captain.
Okay, now when you started school, you were what they call
a beginner.
Okay, or somebody, a boy or a girl in school is a
student.
Okay, a businessman would have who to look after all his correspondence here.
That would be a bookkeeper, I guess,
or a private. The mayor has a couple of
private secretary, or he'd have. Secretary that those days, but those old timers, they didn't believe in too many secretaries.
Yeah.
They had to hook Uncle Sam some kind of way, so they put, you know, two, three sets of books.
Yeah. Hi. You need something?
Yeah, Dad.
What? Okay, put it right there for 5 minutes till it thaws out, and I'll put it in there. Put it right on top of it.
Okay, now when you went into town to see a movie,